Her name up on the marquee at the Apollo Theater. You can see in the foreground there some Bernie people across the street from the theater. Meanwhile, while that was all happening, me and my crew, we're all inside the Apollo, backstage in the offices there, prepping last-minute questions and research for Secretary Clinton, fact-checking everything we were going to ask her and put to her. As soon as the event ended and they cleared out that auditorium that had been so full to see her, we rushed in as fast as possible to set up the lighting and the cameras and the microphones and the chairs and the tables and the water glasses and everything on that stage. I got seated on the stage, then she got seated right after me, and then it's like rush, right? Everybody got your phones turned off? Okay, good, we gotta go. Secretary Clinton and I kibitz for just a teeny tiny second until everything is adjusted in terms of the lights and the sound and everything, and then we go. No messing around. She's only got so much time. She's a presidential candidate. We do the interview. It's fairly intense. You're gonna see it in just a moment. She ends up making news on the Supreme Court and on Bernie Sanders and on what European leaders have been privately telling her during the campaign. And. Fascinating interview, super intense, and then wrap. It's over. She's got to go. So, whew, you know, turn on the lights, exhale. And then we all get off that stage, we grab our stuff, we all turn our phones back on, and oh my God, what just happened? While that was happening and we had our phones turned off. Did you guys see this? Literally, while we were taping that interview with Hillary Clinton today, Chris Matthews was simultaneously doing the part of his town hall with Donald Trump, where Donald Trump started pontificating on exactly how he would like to punish women, jail them maybe some fines. If any American woman tried to have an abortion in this country, once he was president, an abortion was banned.
Should the woman be punished for having an abortion?
Look.
This is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime
or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very hard.
But you're forbidding it.
Are you going to say put them in jail? Is that the punishment you're talking about?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think I.
How do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, I get to the question. Here's my problem with it.
No, but let me ask you. But what do you say about?
It's not funny.
Your church? Yeah, it's really not a funny thing. What do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to, but the churches make their moral judgments. But you running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States. Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Ten years?
I don't know.
You take positions and everything else.
I do take positions and everything else. It's a very complicated position.
You tell me what the